hearts. And it may even be that when we have done these things, done all these things, yet even then it may be difficult to articulate what we have gleaned, because the words we have, our vocabulary, is inadequate to express what we believe. So perhaps we can say that Nicodemus was on a journey of understanding. The spirit of which Jesus spoke was moving in him, so that later on in this gospel, in chapter 7, when his colleagues are dismayed that Jesus has not been arrested, he speaks up for Jesus. He says, at large, to those present, our law doesn't judge someone without giving them a hearing first. Innocent until proven guilty has an ancient pedigree. And his fellow members of the temple authority look at him askance and ask, are you also a Galilean? And then, later still, at the burial, it was Nicodemus who brought the herbs and the spices, the myrrh and the aloes, with which to scent the body, showing his growing devotion to Christ. It's difficult for us to engage with Jesus and to come away untouched by his spirit. So how can anyone be born after having grown old? Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. As is so often the case with John, there are many layers of understanding that might be placed on these words, but at its basic, the human body, which requires water to exist, is that which is spoken of when Jesus says, born of water. That is, as it were, ordinary physical birth, the means by which we all come into the world, physical existence, the start of the physical life out of which we duly grow old. The Spirit is of heaven. The Spirit is of God. And birth in the Spirit is of God and blesses the physical life with the life of the Spirit. And being born of the Spirit calls to mind the words earlier in John, John 1:12, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. Birth in the Spirit is the gift of God, and the power of God is like the wind, in which the Spirit is described as pneuma or ruah, which is the same as breath, the breath of God. God's Spirit goes where it will and is beyond any human spirit or understanding or direction. And the sacramental aspect of birth in the Spirit is the blessing and gift of the Holy Spirit bestowed in the sacrament of baptism. But like physical birth, it is a point event which happens and then passes into the history of our lives. But as in the physical birth, the life goes on and grows and matures and develops, so it does with spiritual birth. It grows and matures and develops in the spiritual life of the individual, in the life of Jesus Christ lived in that person. And the strength and flowering of the Spirit in that person depends on the extent to which he or she responds to the calling of the Holy Spirit, who is the driving force in the spiritual life. In chapter 4 of John, the next chapter on from the one we've just read, when he's talking to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, asking her for a drink of water, Jesus says, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life, refreshing, renewing, cleansing, with a bubbling effervescence which never dries up, and which is the baptism of the Spirit and the continuing life of the Spirit. Some Christians think of being born again and may experience it. Think of Paul and his conversion on the Damascus Road as being a sort of dramatic, tumultuous event, something like a crisis out of which there is a great moment of exhilaration and joy in which it is believed that this is what it means to be born again. Well, that may be so, but coming to Christ in the Spirit can also be the result of slow, agonized growth over many years in which there is hesitancy, a seeking of understanding, a lack of understanding, and the exploration and discovery of the love of God in our life, knowing his goodness. What's important is that life in the Spirit is lived now, not back then at the time of our baptism in the body, baptism in spirit, but life is lived now, however we've come to God. And that life is lived in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Amen.